September 17, 1978, and Mrs. Helena Kaufman Bain is interviewing Alfred Kaufman of Rio Medina, her father, for the purpose of the Castroville Public Library's oral history collection.
Okay, Daddy, where were you born? Where and when were you born?
Born in Medina County, April the 9th, 1905.
Okay, and this community was known as the Yellow Bank?
Yellow Bank School.
And tell me about the school.
Well, there's a few teachers on it. Manfred, Mr. Earl, and Thunder, and Mr. Hornsby, and Mr. Nathaniel White. Mr. Hornsby was teaching at the time the canal was filled. Not supposed to smoke on the school ground, not even a teacher. But he headed out there and got a brush, and we can't find it. You know what happened.
How many years did you go to school there?
Well, I made it to grade school. How many years it took, I don't know, but I made it.
About 5 years or 6 years?
Oh, probably six. I went through the second grade twice. That's all they teach.
That's as far as it went.
As far as it
went. What year did you start school? You were 6 years old?
Well, we had to be eight.
Really?
8 years old.
Tell me what you remember about the canal.
The only thing I really remember was the good cook they had there. They had a big old Italian cook and big old long camp, and he made those pumpkin pies. And I got there, he called me in there and he just cut one in half and they said, go to it.
How old were you?
About 5 years old. Oh, 5 years.
Isn't there a story about the oak tree next to the canal?
Well, that oak tree is still sitting there. They had a blacksmith under it, and he drove a iron into it about 4 inches wide and a 4-inch thick to hang his tools on, and at that time it stuck out about a foot. Now it might be 4 or 5 inches going through it.
How many years did it take to build that canal?
I don't quite remember, but it took quite a few years. It took probably 5 or 6 years.
Well, how long did it take them to finish the part that goes through your ranch?
Say what?
How long did it take them to finish the part that goes through your ranch?
Your ranch?
No, but it goes through your ranch. How long did it take to finish just the part that's here on this property?
I don't really remember. It probably, as I said, 5 or 6 years. Only thing I really remember most about, it was all done with mules and teams, and they had these big old niggers hunting the mules. You had one red-headed Irishman feed the mules and horses. He'd go on a poop. He'd load 4, 5, 6 bales of hay on that real bar, and he'd bend it about halfway and turn over to that pickle feet.
What? Did you know the foreman or somebody that was in charge? Do you remember any of the men's names?
Not for sure. I just don't quite remember, but I think his name was Mormon Campbell.
How did they get it across the river? How did they put the pipes underneath
it? It was dry. We had a drought, never had a rain, village across. And that one guy that did the blasting, putting men up the bluff. And he found some eggs that were speckled just like turkey eggs, and he thought he had turkey eggs. He man took them home, gave them to his wife, and he fried them, and he liked to stunk them out of the tent. They were buzzard eggs.
Well, what did those men eat in that camp besides pumpkin pie? What did they eat mostly?
I don't know. They didn't offer me anything else.
He was thinking about
it. I had enough. They didn't mix it out of gravel, the cement. They made those pipes with. They crushed the rocks and put sand in it, the cement. And they had it sitting on top, and a long pipe going down through, and there were those wheelbars. And each man had a wheelbar, and drove it under that pipe, and filled it. One morning, this guy running the mixer was a little bit late, so the guy sat on the wheelbar, and all of a sudden turned it off right down on the pit.
Was he
that time, tickled me a little bit.
Was he killed?
6 feet, but he got tired waiting, and he don't, he just got to look up. He said it was too late.
Okay. What about the fish? How did the fish get in the canal? Did they come right out of the lake? The water comes right out of the lake.
Well, they had a stream from the lake at the worst time, and that stream rusted through. And then they come all down the canal from the little lake. They also come up from the Chicon Lake. So it was a regular fish hatchery for a number of years. Until finally, it just played out. There was no way you could open the wells underneath the river. We used to open it so they'd be connected to the river. They wouldn't die. So after a few years, it froze, and we couldn't open it no more. So the fish all come out and popped and died. What stayed in there? A lot of them didn't stay there. They got taken out.
So nowadays, when they open up the water from the lake, the fish come back?
They come upstream, but they, every time they cut it off, the water goes down, the fish all die. Can't get to it.
Okay, now some years ago, there was a movie made here?
Yeah, they called it The Hole in the Wall. Right below our house was a bank, and the river finally washed the hole through it and put right through that bank into the next ravine. And they call it The Hole in the Wall, and they finished here, and they went all the way back to Mud Creek, which years ago, the water ran underneath a bluff, kind of a bluff, and then finally it chased down in, and they could still ride underneath it. And they wind up at the alligator water hole, which the point of a long streak of rocks come out into the water hole, and there's where they cornered the outlaw, and he couldn't get me.
And what was the name of the movie director?
Hirsch.
Hirsch.
Yeah. Hirsch.
Who was the actors?
Bertolt, and Bertolt was one of them, and Bertolt was the outlaw, and the ranch foreman, Lee. Yeah.
And y'all fed him?
Yeah, we fed him here one time. They all celebrated here. All night, right to be.
Oh, after the movie was finished, y'all had a party.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Daddy, what was your daddy's name was Emil Kaufman, and your mother's name was Cecilia Havey. And her father's name was Francis, and her uncle's was
Nick
Havey.
Nick and Ambrose, and there's six of them. I'm not thinking
of them. And they lived at what is now called Haiti Settlement?
Haiti Settlement. That's where Grandpa Haiti and Uncle Nick started. They came over to Custer, and they went 8 miles up the river, and they had their home at that spring, which was halfway from the river up to their houses. And they started the log cabin, and they made a start several years later. Nick went back to get some more of his brothers, Grandpa Haiti State. Anyway, that time was Indian days. Grandpa had to lift on one side, the other one lift on the other side of a narrow road going between the two houses. He had a great big live oak out in the backyard, and they had a rail fence around that big live oak tree. And whenever there were any Indian signs, they chained their horses through that live oak tree. And they only come at moonlight night. And one night, that farm, Wade Farm, about midnight here, from Chicago. Walked up the fence. Uncle Nick was sitting in the shady side with a shotgun. The Indian stuck his head to the fence to see what was in there, and he made his mistake. He shouldn't have done that. Boom, that was it. This is tell him about the there, I guess, just the size of the
out of what, the river or the canal? Yeah. You see size in the water at the canal?
No more permission.
Okay, you have a certificate from Mr. John White, the Commissioner of Agriculture, that this land has been in the family for over 100 years. Who was the very first owner?
My grandpa Hayden.
Grandpa Hayden. The Frank Joseph? Frank Joseph?
from Seth Children. From Seth.
And you always just ran?
We were born here and stayed here all this time. We moved in here. And whoever lived here before I did, there was a log cabin here made out of solid siding. Every speck of it. That's where they started and then to build the new house. But one thing that puzzles me is those logs were painted. There was, I guess, a mile or more of log painted. Logs 20, 30 feet long and 4 feet high. And how they got them there or how they cut them, or nobody knows anything about it. But there still remains them. Tall pen, corral, everything out of those great big logs. Where they brought them from, nobody knows. And how they ever got them up here, I don't know. They probably had none but oxen those days, and there are no horses. So that's the puzzle.
What about church? Where'd you go to church when you were a kid?
Pastor St. Louis.
How'd you get there?
Horse and buggy or ambulance. I mean.
Ambulance?
And they call it ambulance, heck. And in other words, those times call it a heck. Because some call it ambulance. You had a horse or a mule or two mules or two horses on it. And pulled 4 or 5 people.
Well,
it
was a community thing? Everybody
no,
owned?
No,
we had
our own.
Oh, you had your own?
We had our own. That's what they call a hack, and I had a bucky. Either one or the other. More of us went, and had to fix the bigger one, just like a roadster or a touring car.
How long did it take you to get to Cassville, I think?
I don't remember. It takes about an hour and a half.
Oh, gosh, you had to leave early in the morning.
Yeah. No fooling around.
Were you baptized at St. Louis?
What?
Were you baptized?
I was baptized there.
You know by who?
Father, I would say Father Hickman, 1962. I never saw it. I know I went to communion there.
How many were in your communion class?
I don't remember. There was about maybe 15.
Where did you have to go to religion classes first?
Oh, yeah, all year. You
where?
Have to sign up. You have to be 12 years old.
Oh.
You have to go all year.
You had to go to Castleville, what, once a week or what?
All week, every day. Just take that.
Oh, you
there was no transportation like now.
Who did you live with while you stayed
there? My sister lived there. Katie.
Sure.
Oh. I stayed for them and we went to sister's school every day. Father Hackman come over once or twice a week for instruction. Sister Marcella was nobody to fool me. And she said, if you learned this and such a lesson, you just had to learn this.
Did you always learn them?
I had.
Tell me some of the pranks y'all pulled with Sister Marcella. Were y'all bad?
Marcella, well, I tried not to be, but some of them didn't.
Who were some of the people? Do you remember the names of the people you made your first communion with?
Luca Borton, Ambrose Nagala, Philip Nagala, Mangold, Leonard, Teresa, Simon, I believe was her name. I remember that one more than two. Luca's still there.
Y'all have
one girl with the name of Rankin, Helen Rankin.
Y'all have a special white suit or something? How did y'all dress to make the first communion?
Only got to our first communion.
How did you dress? What did y'all wear?
Oh, we had a full suit on.
Yes.
Had a suit on the back of the hat those days. We had a candle. Torch down the aisle on both sides, and had a candlestick side of it. And we had to just sit back and listen all over with it. It's getting pretty hungry.
Y'all have big celebrations like they do now?
Yes, we did. We had little celebrate. But it rained so much that he couldn't even get to church. We wouldn't even gotten there. It wouldn't have been for Bob Breen and the Modern T Ford. He picked us up to do his hair. That old pleasure was underwater.
What year was this? Remember the year?
No, I was 12 years old. And I was, you know, how long ago that was? It was a long time ago.
Who else were your neighbors when you were a kid and lived up here?
Alapapi's family.
Did y'all get together as kids? Did you get together and play?
Oh, yes, we got together. We played. Hide and seek, Andy over.
What about the fishing? Y'all went fishing when you were kids?
I fished every chance I had. Whether they bit or not, I was fishing. Sometimes I caught one, sometimes most of the times I didn't.
What was the biggest one you ever caught?
Biggest one in my life?
Yeah.
52 pounds.
Where?
Alligator Waterhole.
Why, that's what I'll ask you. Why was the Alligator Waterhole named the Alligator Waterhole?
Because there were alligators there, and on the north side, the rock slope was sloping into the river, and the alligators would crawl up on those rocks, and that's where they shot them.
Who shot them?
Well, I'm Grandpa Hayden, them old settlers. Killed one or three of Medina Crossing, but 9 feet.
Do you remember them doing it?
No.
Oh, you never saw an alligator?
Same thing told me years later.
How big do you think the alligator waterhole is?
About 150 feet square.
And how deep was it full?
24 feet.
Yeah, did y'all plant corn? Okay, tell me about the how y'all gathered the corn, how you harvest the corn, you guys say?
Well, we had to harvest it by hand, pull it off by hand. Had a wagon, two mules, go on that wagon. The wagon was full, which took a half a day. Drove it up to the barn, unloaded with a shovel. That went on for weeks, sometimes months.
On the cob?
On the cob,
yeah. That's how you said you fed it to the animals?
No. That'd be few, but most of them were sold and you'd run to a pawn shell and haul to the cost of all the food.
You grind your own cornmeal?
Yes, we had no grind it with.